First Thessalonians, chapter 4. A call to a life of purity and work. For the rest, brothers, we ask you in the name of Jesus the Lord, and we urge you to live in a way that pleases God, just as you have learned from us. This you do, but try to do still more. You know the instructions we gave you on behalf of the Lord Jesus. The will of God for you is to become holy and not to have unlawful sex. Let each of you behave towards his wife as a holy and respectful husband, rather than being led by lust, as are pagans who do not know God. In this matter, let no one offend or wrong a brother. The Lord will do justice in all these things, as we have warned and shown you. God has called us to live not in impurity, but in holiness. And those who do not heed this instruction disobey not a human, but God Himself, who gives you His Holy Spirit. Regarding mutual love, you do not need anyone to write to you, because God Himself taught you how to love one another. You already practice it with all the brothers and sisters of Macedonia, but I invite you to do more. Consider how important it is to live quietly without bothering others, to mind your own business, and work with your hands, as we have charged you. In obeying these rules, you will win the respect of outsiders and be dependent on no one. Do not grieve as others do. Brothers and sisters, we want you not to be mistaken about those who are already asleep, lest you grieve as do those who have no hope. We believe that Jesus died and rose. It will be the same for those who have died in Jesus. God will bring them together with Jesus and for His sake. By the same word of the Lord, we assert this: those of us who are to be alive at the Lord's coming will not go ahead of those who are already asleep. When the command by the archangel's voice is given, the Lord Himself will come down from heaven while the divine trumpet call is sounding. Then those who have died in the Lord will rise first. As for us who are still alive, we will be brought along with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the celestial world, and we will be with the Lord forever. So then, comfort one another with these words.